Chair Kelly, this is Board Administrator Hillary Libos-Rood. Just letting you know, we do have everybody in the virtual meeting room and can begin whenever you're ready. Chair Kelly, it appears that you're frozen, so I'm going to defer to Board Member McComb to re-engage the afternoon session.
Thank you, Hillary. And hopefully Jim can be reconnected here pretty quickly. So welcome back to the Board of Forestry virtual meeting room. A reminder for members of the public that if you would like to submit written testimony for information items presented at this meeting, to send your comments by January 26th so they can be included with the meeting record. We'll now move on to item 7 on the agenda, which is the testimony from the Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee. And I'd like to welcome the commissioners who are attending remotely today. I would like to ask one of the commissioners to begin. I'm not sure which one of you will be offering the testimony today. So thank you.
Well, this is John Sweet, and I'll happily start. Members of the Board of Forestry and staff, I'm John Sweet, Coos County Commissioner and Vice, Can you hear me all right? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. I thought it was muted. Well, I'm John Sweet, Coos County Commissioner and Vice Chair of the County Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee. I'd like to vent a little today and then leave the board with four questions. It's my understanding that County Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee was created by the state legislature to advise the Board of Forestry on matters pertaining to the county trust lands. My frustration stems from the board's apparent disinterest, seemingly, in anything either the advisory committee chair David Yamamoto or I offer as advice or concern. I've yet to see our suggestions or concerns reflected in any action taken by either the Board of Forestry or the department which you direct. I'd be hard pressed to recall even a question or a comment about our input. With that off my chest, I'd like to pose four questions for your consideration. The first question is, how can the board and Oregon Department of Forestry justify an HCP, a corresponding FMP, and perhaps a CCCP, which will do further financial damage to the trust land counties, their citizens, and local taxing districts, and thereby potentially increase the damages already awarded in the Linn County lawsuit? And second, how will the activities of the Oregon Department of Forestry be funded under the significant decrease in harvest revenues proposed in the HCP and FMP, plus those possible under the CCCP? Thirdly, given that housing availability and affordability pose a crisis to so many citizens across Oregon and our country, why are we looking at restricting harvest on over half of the trust land acreage? And finally, why is the Board of Forestry continuing with the planning process so convoluted that it has gone on now for over a decade and still appears years from completion? The process has outlasted a couple of state foresters. I don't know how many different permutations of the Board of Forestry, and now key Oregon Department of Forestry staff. I've often jokingly asked myself if I'll survive long enough to see a completed product. The reality of that is driven home with each passing meeting. I apologize for my tone. I thank you for listening to my rant and my questions. I thank all of you for the work you have undertaken as members of the Board of Forestry on a voluntary basis. If my comments and questions seem critical, please know that for the largest part, at least, it's not you I'm criticizing. It's the planning process which you have inherited. Respectfully submitted, John Sweet.
Thank you, Commissioner Sweet.
Chair Kelly, members of the Board of Forestry, a special welcome to our newest member, Liz Agapaoa. Is that correct? Agapaoa is even worse than Yamamoto. You'll excuse me if I didn't get that correct. State Forester Mukamoto, ODF staff. I am Tillamook County Commissioner David Yamamoto, also chair of the Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee, the FTLAC. I'm here today because FTLAC has a statutory responsibility to advise the Board of Forestry and the State Forester on matters which affect management of the state forest lands under ORS 526.156. My comments will cover four topics: the management focus of the lands, the draft forest management plan goals, the draft FMP strategies, and the HCP economic analysis. First of all, the management focus of the lands is important to the counties. It is also the subject of a lawsuit currently under appeal. The counties believe, as did the jury in the Linn County case, that the state has a contractual obligation to manage these lands first for the generation of revenue. Due to the appeal, the counties have no additional comments on the management focus at this time. Second, last month, FTLAC provided comments on the draft FMP goals. We believe the goals fail on 4 points. First, the goals do not reflect ODF's contractual obligation to provide sustainable timber harvest and revenue to the counties. Second, the draft goals appear to go beyond even the 1997 Greatest Permanent Value Administrative Rule, which is OAR 629-035-0020. Third, the goals do not recognize the management focus in the administrative rule. And finally, the Forest Management Planning Administrative Rule, again, OAR 629-035-0030, requires that state forest resource management goals state that, quote unquote, the state forest of what the state forester intends to achieve, unquote. The draft goals do not do this. We have seen no change in the goals to address our concerns. As we said last month, the counties appreciate ODF's willingness to engage in the discussion regarding these draft goals. However, the counties cannot support the draft goals until they are consistent with the contractual obligation and administrative rules. Moving on, we have reviewed the strategies provided by ODF. A strategy is a plan of action or policy designed to achieve a major goal or overall aim. We believe the strategy should provide a plan or policy designed to achieve the management goals. The current set of strategies appear to be simply a list of possible management activities. In part, this is due to the failure of the goals to state, quote unquote, what the state forester intends to achieve, unquote, as required again by OAR 628-035-0030. Without this aim, the proposed strategies are not specific enough. We cannot tell, for example, if ODF intends to continue structure-based management. We heard from ODF that the department is currently strategy mapping to determine the relationships and conflicts between different strategies. We expect that strategy mapping will result in a set of strategies that more clearly defines what actions will occur and what the outcomes will be on the county's lands. We do look forward to hearing the results of that exercise. The decisions in front of the Board of Forestry, the FMP and the HCP, both have impacts on timber harvest and revenue generation. The counties have provided NOAA fisheries data, have been provided NOAA fisheries data for the economic analysis in the forthcoming draft environmental impact statement for the HCP. The revenue generated by counties' lands and services, the revenue supports, should be key considerations in the Board of Forestry's decision-making. Why does ODF not already have this data? on the use of revenue from the county's lands. Given its objective in managing lands for quote unquote full range of social, economic, and environmental benefits, unquote. The social benefits the revenue provides is an important way the State Forest Trust lands benefit the people of Oregon. Revenue from the county's lands provides vital non-tax revenue to rural communities across the state. The revenue funds basic services, including public safety, roads, and community services. In Tillamook County, for example, the lands generated $700 of revenue per person in fiscal year 2021. Without this funding, county services would have to be cut from their current unacceptable levels. As the Board of Forestry considers the FMP and HCP, you should consider the impacts on the counties, the front line in delivering community services, in your decision making. As the Board of Forestry considers the HCP, ODF should explain why protections in the administrative draft HCP exceeds those in the recent Private Forest Accord, the PFA, for the same resources. Riparian buffers in our draft HCP are up to 50% wider than those in the PFA, and the draft HCP places buffers on streams not buffered in the PFA. The counties are concerned that the draft HCP inappropriately limits harvests on the county's lands compared to private lands and compared to the requirements in an HCP. If the state is willing to sign on to an HCP on private lands with the PFA buffers, why would the Board of Forestry approve larger buffers on State Forest Trust lands? Why are county services being asked to give up more than private timber interests? Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate very much the time today to address you, and at this time be willing to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Commissioner Jim Kelly. I am back on and with the world. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. You know, I know with Ted not to see eye to eye, but I did have a comment on your last point, which is, you know, why should there be more set-asides, or why should it be any different from a private HCP? And I think there's a very good and obvious reason, which is, you know, if you're a private landowner, you just need to meet the minimums of the Forest Practices Act, and you need then also to provide funds to your shareholders, and that they do not have to work under a GPV rule. And I think so. The answer is very simple. It is the fact that we are bound by greatest permanent value. So anyhow, I don't know if anybody else have any other comments, or do you have a? I just didn't understand it, because it seemed like that was pretty obvious. But if anybody else has any other comments, or if you'd like to address that again, happy to have you do so.
Jim, I noticed that Carla has a hand up.
Thank you. Okay, I'm with you all now. Go ahead, Carla.
You're on mute, Carla.
Thank you, Brenda. Commissioner Yamamoto, I think this board went on record a couple meetings ago and stated that we do want to improve our relationship with these trust counties. And I know that's important for this board. I specifically asked NOAA Fisheries to do an economic analysis and to get back to us on how this HCP would really impact the trust counties and the taxing districts. And I wanted to be sure this board had a very clear idea of the economic impact to these rural communities before any action was taken. We don't have that summary back. So I've not seen an analysis of that. So if you have an overview on behalf of the counties that you could share with us, I'm looking forward to that data and information.
I appreciate that very much. And to Chair Kelly, I appreciate both Carla and Jim Kelly attending our last FTLAC meeting. I think it's helpful if board members do attend our FTLAC meeting to get a much better, broader picture of what the FTLAC commissioners are speaking of. And Jim, I do absolutely remember at our last meeting, you asked us to provide financial information. Where does state forest trust dollars, how do the county spend them? And unfortunately, we had the holidays come into the middle of this, and we are a little behind on that. But we have not forgotten your question, sir, and we will be getting that to you hopefully before the next meeting. We do feel that that's very important.
Commissioner, this is something we can all agree on. It has been always surprising to me that we had no window on that historically as a board, as policymakers. It is a key issue. And so I think we all look forward to seeing some good data there. So great. Thank you.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Jim, I had just a quick comment, Brenda McComb, for the record. In addition to the point you made about greatest permanent value, Jim, the other is that the HCP is a precursor to getting an incidental take permit, which anybody who doesn't have an HCP then has to manage around take avoidance. And so with the incidental take permit, it gives the state forest much more certainty around implementation of their plan. So I think that there is a distinction between the private forest accord and the HCP on the state lands. The other point I want to make, though, is I appreciate the questions asked by Commissioner Sweet, and I do listen to the advice and perspectives of the FTLAC at each of these meetings, and I appreciate those perspectives because we get advice and we get perspectives and we listen doesn't mean we're always going to agree. So I just wanted to offer that up as you know, we listen, but we may not agree.
Thank you so much.
Oh, anything further on this topic? If not, thank you very much, both commissioners, for your testimony. And we are going to move to the next item on our agenda.